Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 22 degrees today, Pretoria 24 and Polokwane a high of 20.
A track collision in Centurion on the N14 southbound after Jean Avenue. It's causing heavy queuing traffic.
In your sport, Ireland and South Africa to kick off the 3-match ODI series today, and the PSL will elect a new executive committee at the general meeting scheduled for mid-November.
We start with the Middle East on a knife edge. Tensions mounting in all corners of the globe after Iran fired a barrage of rockets at Israel last night. At least one person died and scores of others were injured when some of the ballistic missiles slipped through Israel's so-called Iron Dome. The White House confirmed that more than 200 missiles were fired at once. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran that it made a big mistake and that Iran will pay for the attack. At the United Nations, Israel's ambassador Danny Danon said his country has no desire for war or escalation, but they cannot sit idly by when civilians are being attacked.
The Islamic regime in Iran has now shown the world its true face. They are a terrorist state. Let me be very clear. We will defend our people. We will act.
There are reports that Israel attacked suburbs in South Beirut this morning. The developments led to oil prices rising through the night. Traders fear that Iran's oil infrastructure could very well be in the crosshairs. Oil now trading at $74.54 per barrel of Brent crude. That while we are enjoying the fifth consecutive slash in fuel prices this morning, spokesperson for the Department of Mineral Resources, Robert Markey, says the latest decrease was driven by the lower oil price and the stronger rand last month.
Petrol 93 octane decreased by 1 rand 6 cent, 95 octane decreased by 1 rand 14 cents per liter, diesel decreased by 1 rand 12 and 1 rand 14 cents per liter.
More about the latest developments about the situation in the Middle East and our fuel price adjustments, it's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he believes the signing of new laws shows the country is making progress since the elections. Ramaphosa launched phase two of the business and government partnership in Johannesburg yesterday. He has faced criticism and pushback from some parties in the government of national unity and business over especially the signing of the national health insurance into law.
What these shifts demonstrate is that the actions that we have taken as a country over the past 5 years are definitely making a difference. We are not stuck in a rut.
More about that on our news blog. And news for parents who feel they are losing the fight against the gaming console. Epic Games started yesterday to allow parents to limit how long and when their children can play blockbuster video game Fortnite. The new parental control lets children know when they are nearing the end of a day's allotted time in the Battle Royale survival game. The time limit control works across consoles and devices as long as a child is using the same account. I'm Gerda de Suzan and jou hoofnuus, die Midde-Ooste dryf die wêreld tot op 'n mespunt.
They're going to use the same technology now in golf as well. There'll be a gadget to your golf cart. After a certain amount of time, it will stop working.
Oh, I forgot to also add that you can say who your children can play with and who not. Will that help in golf? If we can say who you can play with and who not?
It'll also be applied to how much your parents can binge watch. You can only watch so many episodes of one series and you'll be blocked.
No, it won't. No, we'll definitely not be doing that.
Then you need to get on with your life of parenting.
Yeah, I'm parenting lunchboxes. While watching the show.
No, you're not.
I am not causing you any kind of distress because I'm actually enjoying the show. Leave me alone.
I think that y'all should start...
when you start...